Tuesday night, or Liudalit Iyar. Oh, Pesach Sheni.
In Ma'ariv Sunday night, starting Sunday night, Ma'ariv's 8:15. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer that if a person says Sfira and doesn't understand what the words mean, he's not Yotze. That's a Mogen Avraham. Even if he says it in Lashon Kodesh, which is, let's say, probably the norm. So he doesn't know what he's saying. So the question is, other things that a person has to recite or say. So the din is, if you say it in other languages, when it's kosher in other languages, but you have to know what they mean, but in Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to know what it means. So the answer, Achrayim explain, Mishabur really alludes to it himself when he says over the Mogen Avraham, is similar to what the Mishabur says in Simen Nun, in Hilchos Tefillah, that although usually when you say things in Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to know what they mean, but that is when you have to recite something. But, for example, he's talking there about saying karbonos. People don't realize this. Saying karbonos of Pita Maktores, it has to be limud HaTorah. It's not a recital. So if you don't know what you're saying, then it's mamish pointless and meaningless, because it's limud. Chazal v'masakin to learn it. And if you don't know what you're saying, it's pointless. So that's what he says there. And the same by Mame Madlikin, and by Ezehu Makomon, Peter Maktoris. So the Acharinim explains. So here also, it's the point is, if you don't know what you're saying, it's not a sphira. It's not a chefs of sphira, or it's not a gavra of sphira, whatever you want to say. But it's not you're not counting. If you don't know what the words mean, so you're not counting. I saw Rabbi Usher Weiss says what happens many times, especially by newcomers to Yiddishkeit, and maybe not such newcomers, is they don't know what the words mean. And even if they know they're counting what tonight is, they have a number in their mind, so they know the number, and they know they're counting, and they know the number, and then they say the words, but they don't know what Tisha means. It's not uncommon. They don't know what Tisha means. They don't know 9, 20, like that. So he said, but they know they're counting 29. Like it's, so he says that's okay. I don't think it's okay, because then the sphere is really taking place in their minds, and there's no connection between their minds and the words. They still don't know what the words mean. And you need to be so fair, the words. So, and they don't know what those words mean. So just the fact that they know that they're counting, and they know that the count is whatever it is. So he says it's good. I doubt it. And therefore, people should make sure that they know what the words mean. They know what each word means. And maybe some people are not sure what each word means. Also, it occurred to me that very few people, myself included, if you say know what the following means, but it's not ma'akev, so it doesn't matter. La'omer makes sense, or at least to me it makes a lot of sense. La'omer means to the bringing of the omer. Ba'omer is kind of strange. I'm not even sure what it means. Hayom, whatever it is, ba'omer. So I don't know. So I don't know what the word means. But it's not ma'akev, because saying Ba'omer is not Ma'akev, that's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Even if you say the count without Ba'omer, you can say La'omer if you want, that's certainly not Ma'akev. But I'm just saying, I don't know the translation of Ba'omer, I don't know what the Omer, I mean the Omer period, obviously, I figured that out. But where is it ever called the Omer period? I don't know. Okay, that's the halacha for today. The halacha is you have to know what the words mean, even if you're saying it in Hebrew, and Rabbi Usher Weiss holds, you don't have to know what the particular words mean as long as you know what you're counting. So that takes away the chisaron of you don't know what you're doing. And I hold, since you have to be sofer bepeh, so there has to be a connection between the knowledge and the words. So if you're still not knowledgeable about the words, even if in your mind you know that you're counting 29, but you don't know what words mean what, I think that's a problem. Tzorich Iyun. Okay, We're learning Chavis Halvavis now. We're up to our fourth shiur in Chavis Halvavis from the beginning. And he talked about the gift of wisdom and different types of wisdom. He's talking about the whole world. He's talking about building bridges, mathematics, Nobel Peace Prizes. Oh, not Peace Prizes, Chas V'Shalom. That's hypocrisy. It's talking about Nobel Prize for physics, for math, for science, for medicine, even literature. These things are chachma, and they open up the gates of understanding the world and using the world. Those were two of the gates of wisdom. And the third is understanding spirituality, which is a class in itself, and it was given in order to understand Hashem and to understand Torah. And if you use it for secular purposes, mundane purposes, even to be get kavod, or to get a job, or to be well-liked, or to be respected, or to get a shidduch, or to be well-thought of, it's a terrible thing because it wasn't given for that purpose. So when the Mishnah exhorts us to learn Lishma, the Chavis Halvavis here in the Hagdama makes it a little more than just a Musar Dika exhortation. It's mamish, you're violating the purpose for what it was given. The Hashorim Shen Poschem Abore Ladas Torosu V'dosu Hem Shlosha. The three pathways to knowledge when it comes to Torah. The Chavis Halvavis will refer to these three ways throughout the Sefer. He won't always, he doesn't say, I'm talking about the three ways I talked about in the Hagdama. But sort of casually, when he introduces a new idea many, many times, very often, he'll just throw in A, B, C without speaking out what he's alluding to. There's three ways to know something, and they're equally important. The first is maybe a chiddush, especially nowadays, especially coming from Chavis Halvavis, from Rishon, because people don't like to hear this. Ha'echad mehem ha'seichel. Things are logical. You could figure things out with your own logic. It is theoretically possible. He says hanitzol mikol pega, a seichel that's free from disease, meaning it has no agenda, it has no negius, it's not leitzonus, it's not a head of leitzonus that wants to scoff and make leitzonus in order to be free to do what they want to do. But if you have a straight head, objective, rational, reasonable, rational and reason and seichel, then, as we learned in Shmaitzah here, we like to say, "Amuch mechvel of araya." The Gemara says, "Doesn't need a pasuk; it's svarahu." Avraham Avinu lechora figured out the whole Torah, even the chukim, everything, with his seichel. So it is theoretically possible. The trick is, he says, "Hanitzol mikol pega," because most people seichel are agenda ridden, are negius ridden. So you need hanitzol mikol pega. But seichel. Number two is the Torah, the written Torah, Sefer Torah, so Hanasuna, the motion of Vio. And number three is Torah Shabbal Peh, and the things that we have, the Kabbalah, the Mesorah. HaKabbalah Shekibalnu Mikadmonenu, our sages, Shekiblum and Hanaviyim, and that's the chain, Aleihem HaShalom, going back to Har Sinai. And throughout the Sefer, when he says a Chiddush, or any type of new idea, he many, many times says that I will show you that this is correct logically, and we find it in the Torah, and we find it in Chazal, in the Gemara. And this is like constantly throughout the Sefer, he refers to these three things. And that's what he says here. These are the three portals of Seichel, when it comes to Torah at least, that we have. Three channels. Our own human logic, which is like I said, it's a chiddush, you know, not everybody would be comfortable with that. Our own human logic, which is Nitzal Mikol Pega, and the words of the Torah, Torah Shavikzav will call it, and Torah Shabal Peh will call it, Al Masora, the links in the chain. Ukvar Hikdim, the links in the chain going back to Har Sinai. Ukvar Hikdim, Levaram, Harav Gadol, Reminu Sadyazal, Bemesha Yesh Bodaya. I'm not going to talk about the Masora, and the chain of the Masora, and how we are now in the Masora, and I'm not going to spend time talking about it. Rav Sadia Gaon, the Chavis Halvavis refers to Rav Sadia Gaon also throughout the Sefer. Apparently he either learned by him or he treats him like his Rebbe, and he quotes him a lot of times. We're talking about the Sefer probably Amunas Vadeo, also he wrote many Svarim of Sadia Gaon. As I said, the Chavis Halvavis is like almost the bridge between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. That's how early he was, way before Rashi, way before Rambam, way before the Balei Tosfos, way before the Rashba, way before the Ramban. he's like he refers to Sajigon as he says many things over, like Rav Sajigon says this, Rav Sajigon says this, Rav Sajigon says this. So Rav Sajigon, he says, talks about the Mesorah, so I won't be spending time talking about it. So these are the three avenues of Chochmah that get you to Chochmah Satorah.